It's hot in here.
You're in rare form this evening.
I'm not feeling so good. What's up?
Hi.
It's 6:30, Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, everyone! It's 6:30, Friday. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
Did you like that better?
You want to do one more time with feeling?
I thought I had a lot of feeling in that one.
All right, let's just keep going. Let's power through.
Okay. It's hot, man.
Is it?
Is it me? Something's wrong with me today.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my sweater off. Why don't you talk to the people?
Hey, everyone. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange. We are...
Do you like my jeans?
Yeah.
They were $30.
From where?
Levi's.
They're cute. Anyway... We're in the middle of our October Silent Fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Please send money. We need it. Desperately.
Speaking of.
Don't come to our party if you don't pledge.
Come to our party!
What's our party?
It's October 20th, Thursday, at El Cortez in Brooklyn from 7 to 10 p.m. We have DJs Gaylord Fields, Dwayne.
Sheila B.
And Sheila B. We have a lady in the mix this time.
Yeah.
And a personal appearance by station manager Ken.
I think some other DJs will show up, so
hopefully
you guys will too.
And we'll have t-shirts to give away to the people who we like, but not the weird people.
I like the weird people.
I only like the weird ones that are funny, not the weird ones that are actually weird.
I like the weird ones that are weird, but not the ones that talk to me. Okay,
oh, right.
Also...
No eye contact.
No eye contact. Dude... You won't be there, but I will be there. There's a little record fair on October 15th here at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and there's thousands of LPs, CDs, and 7 inches. And we'll all be there, except you.
Why won't I be there?
Because you're not here next week. And we're not here next week, so let's make the most of this show, people.
And with that, we have a topic that's going to blow your socks off. Wait, is that the saying?
Blow your mind, blow your socks off, knock your socks off.
Knock your socks off. Are you ready? Okay. It's, if you were human, because we all know you're not, if you were human, what animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? Call us at 201-209-9368. Or you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I'm very excited.
Really?
Yeah. People want to know if there's been hotel sex? No.
I don't know if that's a good hotel to have your first hotel sex in anyway.
I'm still celibate.
Good for you.
My boss told me that I'm in a better mood now that I'm celibate.
Hmm.
He told me my attitude has improved 100%.
Well, I think it's true that you don't have other things on your mind that are making you unhappy.
Exactly.
So I can agree with that part of it.
So, if you were human, what animal would you marry? And what would your wedding be like?
And your answer is...
So basically tonight's topic is bestiality.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, because sex and love and marriage are different things.
No, they're the same.
No, they're not.
Well, you're not going to marry someone you don't want to have sex with.
Some people would marry someone they don't want to have sex with if they can be taken care of.
Who the hell does that? And they probably still have sex, even if they don't want to. Like gold diggers?
All kinds of people get married for all kinds of different reasons.
Celibate. How do you say that word? Robin's making fun of me. Celibate?
Celibate.
Yeah, what the hell? How do you say that word? Why is she making fun of me?
I don't know. Because she's Robin. 201-209-9368. Maybe it's too weird.
Yeah, but...
Rich Hazelton said an otter. Daniel Blumen said...
A gazelle, because they're elegant. And Rich Hazelton said his wedding would be at a water park.
And there would be
Some kind of drummers?
Animals playing the water drums.
The water drums, right. Oh, and Sheila B. said she would marry a spider. Yeah. She has a special relationship with spiders, and that's how she said it. Okay, show's over. No one's calling.
201-209-9368. What animal would you marry if you were human?
I would clearly marry a horse.
Clearly.
Did you like how I timed the opening of my beer?
Lovely. What beer?
I mean, this covered water with the top on it.
You really like to push some buttons.
We have one call. 201-209-9368. Which animal do you have a crush on? Come on, guys.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Or a lion. I would marry a lion.
Do you think people are ashamed because they don't want to say they want to, like, swim with a dolphin for the rest of their lives?
No, that is awesome. I would do that. I kind of want to marry every animal. If I could marry only animals and not a man, that'd be cool.
Would it, though?
I don't know. I don't know, Michelle.
You could speak to a dolphin. There would be
like
communication.
Actual communication?
You could have communication. Perhaps better than in a real-life relationship, even.
Well, I'm sure dolphins are probably smarter than most men on the planet, so.
I think they have weird organs.
Like a penis?
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
I think it's, like, really big and it comes out and can, like, drown little children and stuff. Like a whale one.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there an animal that has, like, a corkscrew?
Yeah.
A duck?
A duck and something else, I think.
Gross.
Like, it isn't complicated enough. What are you looking at?
This heartbreaking comment on the comments board from Dale, who says, I'd marry my dead cat Peanut because she would have to be alive to get a marriage license, and I miss her.
Oh my god, that's sad.
I could cry.
Dale, I'm so sorry for your loss.
And PSA, koalas have chlamydia like crazy, so no one should marry a koala.
Chlamydia is curable.
So you're just going to continuously take, like, antibiotics?
I don't take antibiotics.
Well, I don't mean you, again. I mean one would just continuously take them.
Or live with chlamydia. Is it going to kill you?
I don't know. It must hurt or be uncomfortable.
Does it?
I don't really know which one it is, but I assume all STDs hurt in some
way. I don't think so.
You know?
I don't think so.
201-209-9368. Which animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? That's the detail we must know. You cannot win the show without having both of those.
Like if you're going to marry an ant.
Yeah, right.
Would your wedding be on an ant hill?
Or an ant farm?
The pictures would be, we were saying that the little ant would have to stand on a ladder.
A very big ladder.
To be near you.
Right.
And then what if you kissed it and ate it?
Or, like, if you sighed and you blew it away by mistake. What kind of lens would they use? Like,
a macro
would make you look real ugly in your wedding photos.
They'd have to do a composite.
Yeah, it would have to be Photoshop.
Using two different lenses.
So you'd have to figure out how that would play into your wedding budget. It's very complicated.
It is very complicated.
And also, like, what do you do about the menu?
Well, ants eat cake. They eat cake.
Okay.
So you could have cake.
True. They eat sweet stuff.
Yeah. Right? So you'd be lucky there. And all the ants could probably stay in the same hotel room because they're not very big.
Well, they could stay. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're right.
So you'd save money there.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a destination? Like, would you build an ant farm somewhere?
It's
very complicated.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
All right. Let's get a call. I can't wait to see what they have for us.
See, but I think girls will be better at this topic because they're more detail-oriented. What? What are you laughing at?
Oh, my God.
What?
Flippy.
What?
Flippy on the comments board says, well, I was married to a stupid cow for years. Does that count?
That's messed up.
That's so good.
That's so dark.
So good. Oh, man, I'm crying.
That's some darkness right there.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. I loved it. 201-209-9368. Also, you should pledge to the thing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey there. What's going on?
Hi.
I think it would be a monkey. It would be a monkey. Because they're kind of like humans, right?
They're a little bit mean.
This is hypothetical. If I want to expand my
No, it's
family.
Real.
Wait, it's hypothetical?
Wait, it's real.
Oh, don't tell anybody.
So a monkey, so, huh?
If I were to have children, then my brother could be a monkey's uncle.
You're an idiot.
Dumb but funny.
And Bananarama would be music.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Not funny, I know.
That was good. I liked it.
I thought that was kind of funny.
You could have banana bread as your wedding cake.
Or like banana bread pudding. Or like just bananas.
All of the above. Yes,
you could.
It would be bananas.
That could be your wedding invitation. It's bananas. We're engaged. It's bananas.
That's your wedding. Your wedding hashtag for Instagram.
Yeah, it would be at a zoo. You know, it'd be a monkey.
But yeah, just Ted on the comments board brings up a good point that monkeys bite.
They do bite,
and they will bite you.
Ow!
My friend got slapped by a monkey.
My
once.
Mom got bit by one at a zoo.
My friend got slapped across the face by one.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they're like not nice.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, they're
that
not.
Nice.
They get very angry.
Maybe he likes that.
Haven't you ever seen Planet of the Apes?
No.
No.
Oh. Well, you should you should watch that before you get married to this monkey.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard of there was this woman that owned a monkey as a pet and mm-hmm. like ripped her face
yep.
off or something or
yes.
like ate her arm or something
yep.
like that?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
that.
Know how I feel about this now.
Yeah, I think you should rethink
it.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Thanks for the time.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
If I was a man, I think I would marry a goldfish.
Why?
I feel like a goldfish would make a pretty bride.
You're right.
I don't know why. But like a little fat one, though.
How would they cook dinner?
She would have to be like a little bit fat.
How could she cook dinner?
Like a round one, like this.
She would be pretty. She would make a beautiful bread.
Yeah. How would she cook dinner? Maybe I would cook her dinner then if I was the man.
Hmm.
She'd be a vegetarian, so it'd be pretty easy.
True.
We would definitely have like a bowl that was, you know, temperature regulated, though, so that we could both be comfortable.
Of course, it's very important.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay, chicken. 201-20, maybe that person would marry a chicken. 201-209-9368. What animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, guys. It's Rooster in Holopaw.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Well, so, Scott tells me you be curious about if you were not human. Scott says he'd marry a giant tortoise.
Why?
Weird.
Well, this way... The party, the reception could last 100 years.
So stupid.
Scott loves to party.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
What about you, Rooster?
Well, I'm already not human. I'd marry a hen or two.
Of course you would. All right, Rooster and Scott, have a good one.
Have a good one.
That was cute. Scott and Rooster, they do love a good party.
They do love a good party.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So I'd marry a chick. We'd have lots of peeps at the wedding.
This is my favorite topic ever. Tell me more.
Oh, God,
that's all I had.
A chick would look pretty damn cute in a bride
outfit.
Yeah,
that would be cute.
Like, with a little veil, like, just walking down the aisle, like, not even in a straight line because she's a little chick and she doesn't really know where she's going. How cute is that?
It's cute.
Oh, and you standing there in a tux crying, staring at her.
God, what would the ring look like?
It would be so cute.
What would the ring look
like? Do you think she would,
like,
paint her little chick nails for the wedding?
I was thinking that.
Wonder what her heels would be like. Oh, she's so cute.
This is too girly for me.
And then, you know, if I, you know, someone's like, who'd you get married to? I'd be like, it wouldn't be awkward. I'd be like, yeah, some chick. You
know? That's funny. What's your name, buddy?
I go by Leech.
Leech. That's a good one. Thanks for calling, Leech.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, going on to what you guys are saying, I'd probably marry my cat. Like, he's really cool. He's really cool, and, like, we could probably have, like, catnip everywhere in the wedding, like, kind of, like, instead of... It could be cool.
You kind of already are married to your cat, though, huh?
You're right. Kind of.
A little bit. Just, like, without the legalities. An open relationship. Yeah, that's true.
Probably.
All right.
Have, like, everyone, like, all the guests can be cats, and then, like, little butlers just kind of tending to them. It'd be cool.
I like it. All right, have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
201-209-9368. If you were human, what animal would you marry? And what would the wedding be like?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic, yes. Interesting topic.
So weird.
That's okay. That's why I love this show.
Yeah, same.
So, what's that?
Same. So, what animal would you marry?
It would be a Gila monster.
Which one's that?
That big old, like, a Komodo dragon type of thing.
Scary. Why?
Yeah. If anything, did you ever see the tongues on those things?
Dude.
What's it called?
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yeah, so you can stop there.
Pervert. I'll keep it G-rated there, you know.
Thank you.
What's it called?
I'll leave it to the imagination.
A Gila monster? Is it G-I-L-A?
Yes. Don't you pronounce it like with an H?
I said
if I said Gila monster, they would think I was uneducated. So that's what I'm going
with.
That
thing is
scary. And it would be in my garage.
It would be in your garage?
Wait, but...
Yes, it would be in my garage.
Oh, my God, you should see the injuries
I would throw the rooster in there and watch the Gila monster eat it. And it would be just a crazy frenzy.
You're sick, bro.
But, you know, there'd be beer.
Oh, that thing will eat your hand off. You don't, like, want to put your you-know-what anywhere near that animal.
Yeah, you don't.
We're looking...
How do you know, though?
Because we just Googled.
What if it's a good Gila monster? If it's love, it's love.
If it's love, it's love. Still, even if it's love, he'll still hurt you.
Love is love. You're right. It's true.
All right. Well, I'll rethink this and maybe I'll call you back.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jeff in Ottawa? Where's that?
Ottawa.
Where's that?
Ottawa? Tell me what you just said.
Ottawa? How do you say it?
Ottawa, Canada, dude.
I would imagine that would be spelled Ottowa.
It's like a Native American name, or a Native...
Oh.
Right?
Ottawa?
Ottawa.
Use an accent on the O, then. Or on the A?
It's not Spanish.
I know. Sometimes when I read words that I don't know, I read them in Spanish. I'm like, Ottawa? That's what I just said. Anyway, his answer is Jeff in...
Ottawa. I mean,
Ottawa.
I probably say it weird, too.
Jeff in Ottawa says he'd probably marry a flamingo or heron. Did I say that right? Long legs and one of them's always in the air. Perverts.
That's funny. That's pretty funny, actually. 201-209-9368. WFMU.
That's 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
If I were human.
Right, exactly.
I would marry a T-Rex.
Why?
Dangerous.
Yeah. And then she could be cold-blooded like me.
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
But there would be no applauding allowed at the wedding, because my wife would be sensitive about her tiny hands.
How would she hold her bouquet? That'd be weird. Wait, like, when you guys walk down the aisle, you're going to look so stupid when you're holding her hand.
I would just
it's going to be like a veneer. Like,
you'd be just like holding the finger. It's so embarrassing.
You're going to, yeah, she's not going to ever gloves. Be able to like grab your you know what, too.
Mm-mm.
She's not going to be able to reach.
Yeah, but then I could do the riding for once.
Oh, well then.
Nice giggle.
Yes, yeah, so stupid when you're holding hands. That's the best part. I really like imagining all these animals as brides.
Me too, that's funny.
She would have to have a short veil because she wouldn't be able to fix it if it was long.
You get one of those, like, claw grabber things that people use to pick up stuff off the ground.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
That is a good idea.
She'll definitely need a selfie stick, too. All right. That was good. Only because we had fun making fun of her. What's your name?
I go...
What? Did he hang
like
up?
Like Jeff, but there's two E's instead of two F's.
Jeef?
Like Jeef?
Jeef.
Weird. All right, you're in the list with Tyrannosaurus, which I definitely don't know how to spell.
Okay.
Bye, Jeef.
Bye.
I don't know. I butchered that. 201 Ottawa. Ottawa. Ottawa.
It's probably
I'm
not the way.
I'm from Ottawa.
It's probably not the way.
Sounds like... I don't know. Who talks like that? People from Minnesota?
Mm.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what animal would you marry?
Hey, you owe me $5.
Yes, I do. Remind me after I have cash.
I don't want
anything
it.
Else I owe you?
You know, I don't want to start making a list now. It'd just be on.
I'll be here all night.
Yeah.
My life. My show.
You don't like my outfit?
Yeah, it's cute. Did I say I didn't like your outfit?
You didn't say you did like it.
So you didn't say you liked mine.
Yeah, but you're not wearing something special.
You're wearing something special?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you in that.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, you wore...
No, with a different shirt.
Oh, wow. Okay, needy much? Hey, Michelle, you look really pretty today. Did you dress up for me? Nope.
No. 201-209-9368.
And I am wearing something special. I'm wearing my new jeans. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm on the radio.
Yes. Who or what animal would you marry?
I know what animal I wouldn't marry.
Well, that's not the question, but okay.
A praying mantis.
I mean, I would.
Well, she would eat him.
Well, you would, but I would get my head... eaten off on my wedding night.
Yeah, but you'd be married to, like, a badass bitch until she ate you.
Well, I guess that could be good.
See?
It's not the question.
But that's not the question. What animal would you marry?
I don't know. I kind of
Well,
like
you gotta pick one. Which one?
Chipmunks.
That's so weird. Why?
I don't know. They're really cute.
But they have those teeth. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about the teeth.
Embarrassing.
Stripes around their back, down their back.
They have the teeth. That's not going to feel good. Listen, of all the animals we've gotten, thinking of them dressed as brides has made me happy, but the chipmunk, I'm like, eh. It's not that cute. Like, I feel like chipmunks are gross.
They're not that cute.
They're not cute, right?
They're not that smart either, are they?
Like, even a rat would be kind of cute as a little bride, but a chipmunk is like, meh.
What does a chipmunk have going for it?
Nothing. What do they do?
What do they? It's like they're not as smart as a squirrel. They don't know how to tell jokes.
Oh, they have really cute cheeks, though.
No, they're gross. They're all fat and stuffed with stuff. They, like, keep food in there.
Like, actual food?
They keep nuts in there for later. What?
Maybe that's why he chose it. Yeah, not cute. You need a new animal.
You two are mean.
Okay, congratulations on your nuptials. Have a good one.
You too.
201-209-9368. Dude, these chipmunks are not cute.
Mm-mm.
What animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
I don't like these anymore.
Why?
Doesn't taste good to me.
Is it because you had that other one first?
Nope. I'm over it. Dead to me now.
Wow. That's what happened one day when that one that I like that has a lot of alcohol, one day I just drank it and I was like, this is disgusting.
I'm done. I'm never going to drink this again.
Yeah, that's how I am with my boyfriends, too.
Hmm.
You just wake up one day and you're like, I'm done. I'm never drinking this again. You know?
No, I don't know that.
That's never happened to you?
I feel like I always go back a couple hundred times.
Oh, I probably go back. But it's never the same again.
I disagree.
Oh, I'm just... For me. I'm trying to find... I lost the playlist and I can't find it now. Whatever. Who cares?
I saw a bunch of art today.
Yeah, how was that?
It was fun. You would like some of the shows I went to. 201-209-9368. What are you looking for? More pictures of chipmunks?
No, I messed up the thing. I don't know what... I don't know what I did. I can't find the playlist.
What?
I mean, like, I lost the screen and I can't get back to the one I like. There's one that I like interface-wise, and I can't find it.
What's the difference, the browser?
No, it's a certain way that you get through the system into it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, did anyone say deer yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, close. Wait.
If you marry a deer, then whenever it makes a noise, you could say, yes, dear?
You're an idiot. What would your wedding be like?
I don't know. I guess it would have to be, like, in the woods. Maybe it would be like Bambi, I guess, without people getting shot. But then it would be Kill Bill.
All right, have a good one. I
will.
He's usually better.
Yeah, he wasn't good today. This is annoying.
Did you go through...
Everyone is saying something just happened to the comments board.
Well, they're working on the interface because of the silent fundraiser, so maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. But I feel better now knowing it wasn't me.
We need all the help we can get. 201, not us, the station. 201-209-and-us. 201-209-9368. If you were human, what animal would you marry, and what would your wedding be like?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. You girls sound a little baked. You having a good time, huh?
A little what?
We're sober.
Baked. You sound a little baked.
Man. I wish.
We're actually sober.
I had pasta for lunch.
Oh, okay.
What does that have to do with it?
Normally, I come here on an empty stomach. I have one beer. I'm a little buzzed. I had pasta for lunch, and now I'm not buzzed at all.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I had french fries.
Sound like you're having a good time, though.
We are having a good time. Just two girls having a good time on a Friday night.
All right. Well, you got me driving up 287, cracking up, so that's cool.
That's good.
Okay, but what animal are you going to marry?
Let's see. A giraffe.
How come?
That is so pretty.
No gag reflex, I guess. That long neck, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, men are disgusting.
One track mind.
Plus, she'll look pretty in a veil.
She will look pretty in a veil. I'll give you that.
There you go.
Plus those eyes.
Yeah. That neck, yep. You could ride her on around with your arms wrapped around her neck.
She'd be fun to spoon.
Yeah.
There'd be so many spots to choose from. Like, oh, I'm going to spoon her body tonight, but tomorrow I'm going to spoon her leg. Ooh, yeah, or her tail.
Ooh.
Ooh, and those ears are so cute.
Yeah, good one.
That is a good one. What's your name, pal?
They do like to spit on you, though, don't they?
Lubrication.
Yeah. Some guys like that.
Yeah, lubrication. What's your name, pal?
Jeff,
I have a Jeff and a Jeff on the list, just FYI.
No, my mom wasn't weird. She spelled my name the wrong way.
Oh, okay, good. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, cool beans.
Have a good one. I'd also like to say that I won't lie. I had a backlog of T-shirts. People were starting to complain, but I sent them all today.
Please
just
advise.
Just so you know. Yeah, please advise. That's what I wanted to tell Joe that I forgot.
And we're not here next week, so if you want to talk to us, you better make it count tonight or show up at the meetup on the 20th at El Cortez in Brooklyn. They have nachos. They have little chicken sandwiches. They're called Chicken Buddies that are amazing.
The that's cute. I had a chicken sandwich today.
Did you have a chicken buddy?
No, it was like this, but it was delicious.
Well, the ones at El Cortez are delicious, too.
Mm, it's going to be so fun. Remember how fun last year
was? Last year was fun.
Oh, the comments board is back to normal.
I've dreaded every year. Last year, I had a good time. So this year, I'm barely looking forward to it.
Wait, what? Barely? Mm-hmm. Why? But we had so much fun last year.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
It was fun. How did we get home?
I don't remember. I've been trying to figure it out. I don't even remember. Did I not go to work the next
day? Probably not. I got a ride from my friends Danielle and Vic,
I'm thinking maybe Greg took me home, but I have no idea. I literally don't know. 201-209-9368. What animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? I love this topic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm staring up at a really tall building and finally admiring its architecture.
That's fantastic. What animal would you marry?
I would marry an orangutan.
Why?
Well, you just look at them and they look at you. And you'd actually have a real one-to-one connection. And it would be kind of like you'd have an acoustic guitar on a beach. And then maybe bananas with honey and rum.
I do like rum.
You do?
I do.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I don't like rum. I'm Nicaraguan.
I like rum. Well,
but I think an orangutan would enjoy an acoustic guitar and, like, some sticks and a drum.
That's true. You could have, like, a music circle together.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be, like, personal. Where, like, other animals wouldn't be personal.
This guy's weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
You're weird, right?
Not so weird.
Yeah, you sound really weird.
Are you sure you're not super weird?
I'm mildly open.
No, dude, you're, like, we have a lot of weird callers, but you seem, like, on the spectrum of actually, like, weird.
Ooh, well, then that's a good prize to win by your judgment.
Well, I guess you're right. Congratulations.
What's your name, buddy?
Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, little weirdo.
Cheers. Bye.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
I like Timmy. Strange, but intelligent. Not so much for you? I wonder what kind of music he likes.
Probably like...
I bet he loves that book, The Fountainhead. Right?
Or A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Why that one?
I don't know. I just tried to think of a really cheesy book.
I thought of one because he said he was staring at that building and Howard Roark was like an architect in that book. Matt. 201-209-9368. We've got about 20 minutes left on Shut Up Weirdo. We want to know, if you were human, what animal would you marry? And what would your wedding be like?
I love the controversy of what's going on with the playlist.
What are they saying?
So, first everyone started freaking out, and then Jeff Moore got on and was like, look, this is what playlists look like when someone hits the finish link. Did someone hit it? And I looked, and I didn't hit it, and I don't think anyone
else would
can.
Have hit it?
Anyway, now it's back, and Jeff said, it's back, but I didn't fix it. So no one knows. It's a mystery.
Maybe it was station manager Ken.
Maybe he's just messing with us.
Maybe he's bored.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I would marry a seahorse because the male seahorses carry and hatch the eggs.
Good one, lady.
Girl,
yeah.
You're a woman after my own heart.
Yeah, that's
you're on
good.
The list.
As your baby cries.
What's your name, sister?
My name is Annie.
Annie, you're on the list. Listen at the end of
awesome.
The hour. You might win a free t-shirt. Plus, he would look so good in a tux.
Yeah.
A little seahorse in a tux.
So cute.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Like floating like this.
Yeah, but I could never hug you.
Well, that's true.
That's
good
right.
trade. Yeah, I'd trade it, though.
But you could push it around and it can't find back.
That's true.
Quid.
Oh, my God.
Annie, good one.
A seahorse must be, like, the lamest animal that they can't
are they
do
male
anything.
And they're male and female, or they're not?
They have no arms. They can't do anything. All they
cute.
Do is this.
Yeah, they can float like that, though.
That's all they do.
Cool. They're probably nice.
You could totally mistreat it with no repercussions.
Yeah. I bet they like it.
Yeah, he'd probably like it.
Aww. Man. All you right. could slap it across the face.
You just float away and then come back all smiley.
Like, back.
Wanting more.
Aw.
What an idiot.
All good right. one, Annie.
Yeah, this is good. Okay. You're on the list.
All right.
All right, have awesome. A good one.
You too.
I like that call. It was real feminist.
That was good. Plus, I love the thought of marrying a seahorse that you could beat up.
Yeah, you do.
It's good.
Could never cook you dinner or give you a massage.
Who cares? It'll take care of the kids.
It's true. But it'd have like 1,000 babies, right?
Do they have a lot?
I think so.
Well, what do you care? You don't have to do anything.
Hope not.
You just chill out and go to work and like live your
go
life.
Go to work? No.
Well, how are you going to make money if that thing's
I don't have
taking
to make
care
money.
Of 1,000 kids?
They can do both.
How is that little puny seahorse going to do both? They're like this big. How big are they?
I feel like a seahorse would never be late for their job.
Wait, how big are they? Like inches tall.
3.
That's it?
They're like probably bigger than a Smurf.
Oh my god, they're so stupid looking.
Are they bigger than a Smurf?
Seahorse size. How big is a Smurf?
3 apples high.
Oh, they're tiny.
How tiny?
Like this.
3 inches.
That's a big one, though.
Yeah, they're probably tiny.
Like, there's one here that's the size of a quarter.
Ew.
It looks disgusting. I can't even tell you.
201-209-9368.
And that nose is so weird.
It is weird.
Ew. These are kind of gross. They can range in size from a half inch to 14 inches.
Mm.
Male seahorses are equipped with a brood, B-R-O-O-D.
Brood.
Brood pouch on their ventral or front-facing side. So when they're pregnant,
like a kangaroo
get, like, a
pouch.
Big ol' thing. Weird. Animals are weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I would marry my significant otter.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, and let me see. We would have, at the wedding, we'd have seafood. And other than that, we'd have a lot of booze.
That's funny.
Good. Otters are cute.
That's someone funny. Else said otter, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Rich.
Rich Hazelton, our very own inflatable squirrel carcass Rich.
He said otter or squirrel. All right, have a good one, pal.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I think this is an easy one. I would marry a blowfish.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez.
Okay, let me tell you something. Aren't they poisonous or something?
Only if you eat them.
Oh. Well, you're definitely not going to do that.
Well, I mean, they got the best of both.
Selfish. You're a selfish lover,
you're
aren't
a selfish
you?
Lover.
No, I mean, like, they can get all skinny when, you know, and look all nice, and then when you need them to get down and dirty, they can puff up and...
You are a disgusting
You're a
man.
Disgrace to man.
What is wrong with you calling 2 women with that answer?
I don't know. It's Friday night, and I'm feeling a little fishy.
How dare you? If you were here, I'd slap your hand.
I might like it.
I know, you probably would.
Yeah.
Wonder where my man Fraggy's at.
Oh, yeah.
I took a shot. You gotta give me that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All whatever.
Right. Whatever. Have
thanks
fun with
for
your
trying.
Seahorse.
Yeah, thanks.
Blowfish.
Wait. What was the seahorse? Oh, the call before.
It's dark out, dude. It's winter. Winter is freaking coming.
It's okay. There's nothing we can do. Circle of life, okay?
It's not okay.
You get to wear, like, cute clothes.
I don't like winter clothes.
Booties are nice. 201-209-9368. What animal would you marry? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. By the way, a seahorse, very interestingly, because the women hold or deposit into the man, the men are monogamous. The female seahorse
that's
is promiscuous.
That's a first.
Because
perfect.
They're just like
same.
Men.
I mean, it just gets better and better.
Yep.
So maybe she wants a seahorse because she wants to be promiscuous.
Well, that's why I would take one.
Hey. Being polyamorous and being promiscuous are very different.
Polyamorous seahorse. Okay, so my animal would be a bear because they can move their hands and do things like screw lids off jars and stuff like that. They're, I'm a vegan, and bears are omnivorous. They eat anything.
It's
and they seem friendly,
man.
And they look like they're having fun. And they can be fierce. If you need protection...
That's true. They would protect you.
They would rip the head off someone who intrudes into your house.
But are they funny?
Are they funny?
Not at all.
Fun? I think bears are fun, don't you?
Maybe they're fun. They're not that funny.
They're fun when they, like, break into someone's backyard and go swimming in the pool. That's
yeah, that's
fun.
Funny.
And, you know, the seahorse also, I mean, they hold the eggs, but then when they're done, they just, well, in the water, they just deposit the eggs into the water. So it's a limited time, but you'd have babies all over your house.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to do anything because the seahorse man would do it all.
Well, it doesn't do anything. The seahorse man goes away. They just drop the eggs in the water and move on.
No, they take care of them.
No, they don't.
There's not much nurturing, I believe.
It's like frogs. They just deposit eggs in the water.
And then it's
the,
like, go on.
Let nature take its course.
Well, you know, I mean, when you have 100 babies, that's bound to happen. You just got to let them live.
You just pick a favorite,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, you just, like, nurture the one or two that you like the most.
Yeah, that would be the idea. Don't people wish they could do that?
I think
people
do that.
Yeah. You're speaking from your upbringing, obviously.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I had a lovely upbringing.
Did
I'm just saying.
You get the attention of your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Then you were the favorite.
I'm definitely the favorite.
I'm my dad's favorite.
Yeah, you're totally the favorite. Of course we're favorites. Look at us.
That was so obnoxious.
I know. It was fun to say.
So a bear? You think that's a good spell?
That's cuddly. I'll take it. Okay.
They're cuddly.
All right. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? What animal would you marry?
I would marry the most beautiful of all the birds, the dove.
Oh, you are so classy.
Oh, yeah. And wait, get this. We say our vows, and then they release the cage of people.
That's funny. That I like.
Thank you.
That I like a lot.
Well done, my friend.
What's your name, buddy?
It's Jeff.
Oh, come on.
A third Jeff?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Wow. Jeff heavy list. We've got a Jeff.
All right, Jeff. You're on the list with Dove.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
That guy's name couldn't have been Jeff.
I think and there's a lot of Jeffs. I believe it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I would maybe marry a horseshoe crab.
What?
Weird.
Yeah, a horseshoe crab. Have you ever seen them when they're doing their loving?
Let's see.
It's like, yeah.
Doing their loving.
They're in a shallow pool, and they're just, like, going at it, and it just seems so nice and so mellow, and... I'd like to have that experience.
What's your name, lady?
Wow.
I'm Catherine.
Okay.
Catherine.
I'm totally going to go watch a horseshoe crab sex video later.
Me too. I'm curious.
I want to see what this is about.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I will.
All right, have a good one.
Take care.
Oh, my God, I'm dying to see it, like, now. I don't think I'm going to wait.
Are you going to Google horseshoe crab sex?
Yeah, I just did.
Does it look nice?
Let's see. Oh, it's like they're dancing.
Let me see.
Oh, it's so loving.
Oh, it's so slow.
They're making love, Michelle.
When's it going to be over? What is this, the tantric sex?
That's so cute. It's like the big guy's just dragging her around. Maybe she doesn't want to, though.
She wants it.
Oh, she does?
I think so.
That's beautiful.
201-209-9368.
I like that lady called in with.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I was really hoping a lesbian called in with praying mantis. That way they could groom each other. But I would go for a bear because then you could sleep in all winter.
Oh, that's a good reason. We didn't think of that. Someone else called in with bear.
I guess, and call it a religious holiday or something. But I'm taking
the
winter
off.
Girl,
you know I like my sleep.
She does love her sleep.
It's my favorite thing to do. My whole family's like that.
But the mistress would definitely be a whale.
My mom takes like 4 hours.
Your mistress would be a whale?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, if I was a cheating blowhole.
Huh? Blowhole? Oh, the blowhole.
My God. I can't deal with one more, like, oral sex animal joke.
Why? Men like their oral sex.
I mean, grow up.
No, there's nothing wrong with pleasure.
The women call in with, like, actual answers, and the men are like, blowfish.
Yeah, but does that surprise you?
They're idiots. No.
They're just a simple creature. They're a simple creature.
Idiotic.
I'm glad they're not that smart.
Yeah, I guess it would be annoying if they were smart as we are. It'd
be so annoying.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have one that's tender and one that's horrible.
Okay, what are they?
So the tender one is I would marry a homing pigeon, and I heard that guy just called about doves.
Yeah.
And doves, you know, the doves that they let out at weddings, they're like beautiful, are actually homing pigeons. And the reason that I would marry a homing pigeon is because the homing pigeon would always
come back to me. What's the horrible one?
The horrible one is kind of about confronting my fears. So I would marry a cockroach because I'm horrified by cockroaches. And I just think it would, like, make me a better person, like confronting my fears.
I'd rather be a terrible person and not have to marry a cockroach.
Also, it could just make you hate cockroaches even more and be like, I should have known.
I should have gone with my gut.
You know. Should have followed my instinct.
Women's intuition was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cockroaches might always come home to me too.
Gross.
Maybe.
God, they're the worst.
They never go away.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm, bye.
I liked her.
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So I think I'd marry a crow. The whole murder could come. Party, you know, the murder of crows.
Yeah, we know what it's
called. Know what a murder of crows
is. I think it'd be good. Other than that, platypus, because they're like part duck, part beaver. I always miss the animal shows, and platypus always ride a platypus, marry a platypus. She looked beautiful in her dress. Get married down under.
Did you just say you'd get married down under?
Well, she's from Australia. That's where the place they're from, right? It's like a nice.
You're so weird.
I've also heard, but I don't know if this is true. We have to fact check. Platypus have a venom gland? I don't know. That's what I've heard, and I like to believe it, but I don't know. I know they're like part duck, part beaver.
Let's go with it. They love soft facts on this show.
I don't know. Platypus. Maybe more than the crow. Yeah.
Seems like a good
match. Male platypus have venom.
He does?
Yes.
See? There you go.
Of course it's the male.
Weird. So weird.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. Would mermaid be an acceptable answer?
Would murder?
Mermaid.
Oh, mermaid. Half fish, half woman.
Ted, you know you can't have sex with a mermaid, right?
I'm sorry?
You can't have sex with a mermaid. They don't have, like, a opening. Well,
are you sure?
There. It's fins. Like
could be
fish.
like a
fish
slit. Yeah. Have sex.
I'm gonna Google it. How does a mermaid have sex?
I want to go home and watch Splash. I love that movie.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Daryl Hannah's smoking. When she's trying to walk and she's got those sea legs all naked. They do. You can't have sex with a mermaid. I can see by the look on Franny's face.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Yeah, I think you opened up a can of worms there.
I think you did.
There's all kinds of weird mermaid stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so weird.
Are you gonna take a carnal challenge?
201-209-9368. We've got about 4 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo. Who's winning?
Okay, have a good one, Ted.
Bye, Ted.
Annie with Seahorse is winning.
Really?
Yeah, dude, that was so good.
That was good, but I did like the guy who said he'd marry a dove and let a cage of humans out.
Yeah, but you like it because of the human joke, not because of the animal joke.
True.
201-209-9368. What animal would you marry and what would your wedding be like? We only have a few minutes left if you want to be on the list. And we're not here. We're playing a rerun next week. And then our meetup is October 20th, Thursday from 7 to 10 in Bushwick. We have a Facebook thing going on if you guys want to get the details there. Right?
Right.
And I'll tweet it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Twitter.
I'll Twitter it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, if I were to get married to an animal, I'd pick a stone cold fox. And you could do a theme for the reception where it's like that, that Disney Robin Hood movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The one with Kevin Costner?
No, the animated one with all the foxes and stuff.
I don't remember it.
The alligator for a sheriff. No?
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
Well, you know, we both like chicken. I like a sleek woman. I think it'll work out.
We both like chicken.
Wow.
All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
Cheers.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So, my problem is, I really don't like animals. I never liked animals. I like people, but animals, you know, they're just animals. They're like plants and trees and stuff. But be that as it may, I had a girlfriend that had a dog. And I guess I'd love that dog. I would marry that dog because it reminded me of her.
Weird.
It reminded me of her.
Okay.
And I loved her. And she thumped me. But she had a dog, and I thugged the dog.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling in to talk about...
Yeah, what animal would you marry? We have, like, a minute.
Yeah, I would marry a zebra, okay? A zebra is the one type of four-legged running creature, like a horse that can't be, you know, ridden, that can't be tamed. So...
That can't be tamed?
If I married
one... Is that
one,
true?
She'd have to, like, let me be the first one to tame her and ride her, and that's...
I've had it.
Yeah, we're done. Who won?
Annie, you're the winner with Seahorse. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We won't be here next week. We'll be back the week after. Come to our meetup October 20th. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam. We'll be right back.
We all started long ago because the people of the surface world mocked me.
When you got something to say, start at the beginning. Okay.
You can become my partner.
Your partner?
Good-looking guy, well-dressed.
Duck your head, Marlo.
Come in.
Nah, nah, nah. Business hours been 9 to 5 since dawn of time.
But he refused to see me.
Yeah. Ask your mama about it.
Hey. Are we alone or am I hearing things?
What thing?
Like someone else is walking with us.
You're on the street. Lots of people walk on the street.
Oh. I must have a partner.
Mr. Marlo?
I can do so much.
Scaring every kid that sees him. Grown-ups, too, for that matter.
There's something strange about him.
Strange isn't the word for it.
Finally, I could stand it no longer. I decided to strike out alone, to search for a new world, the legendary land at the center of the earth.
The Holy Grail is to slowly scale. My voice is as choice as Vincent Price's. For MCs convinced their nicest is instant crisis. Anything embarrassing or prestigious, it'll pass. As we hold fast to the last vestiges of the middle class. Before you can save the world, you have to save your world. I'm talking man to man while we're walking hand in hand. Marry black, white, candy stripe, but never a poor girl. If I knew then what I know now, I'd snowplow slow down a slope and show how. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd tie up loose ends and have stayed a true friend. Please play this jam with ample force loud. I wrote it to make my sons and the sample source proud. Camille Yarbrough, all hit. If you're gonna set the bar low, you better limbo or be a small kid. 1, 2, 3, 4, run through detour.
1, 2, 3, 4, people get mad.
What to the slave is the 4th of July? What to a brave is the worth of an island? And what to a bird is fireworks in the sky? Iron Pot Cooker, 1975. Vanguard.
DJ Devastate, rest in peace.
Michael Myers, Chuck D.
Bishop Lamont. DJ Kirate.
Check it out.
Maximilian. Let's go.
Man plans, God laughs, get the autograph. I'm here on the mic with Mike and Laz. Spitting seeds 55 years past. Making sure this don't get a pass. I ain't the end in Paris, ain't gonna have it. Try to keep a genocide from being a habit. Devil wanna address, so they go and grab it. In the name of the law, so they screw the poor. South with the faces back on the wall. Gonna rap black to the downfall. Tell them all, final call, no alcohol. Get your ass in class, kids in the hall. Let my people go, hear the beat go. Brazil 2, Ghana, Soweto. Hear the rhyme go with the voice of power. Strong Island, UK, to the watchtower. The enemy telling you to hear it.
I testify.
Here we go, y'all. Man on a mission, so listen.
It's number one, y'all.
If you can't walk, don't talk.
So many internet revolutionaries these days. Big talking and typing, but ain't ready to face their graves. Hashtagging on the bandwagon, posting the catchy phrase. Now that's a spectator sport, you gotta really hit the pavement. And it's probably what get intent. So no disrespect, but homie trip. In the words of Malcolm X, revolution means death. So if you ain't ready to pay that price, don't waste another breath. I respect protesting in the march, we got a mask. But you ain't put pressure on nothing but your kneecaps in the grass. If you really wanna hurt them, gotta take away their cash. The enemies are corporations. Let's make they stocks crash. Money talks, the absence of it will leave them speechless. These are the things Marcus Garvey tried to teach us. How many prophets must die before they reach us? Love to all our shades of color and facial features. You see this hair, you see these lips, you see my nose and this big black. Pardon my vulgarity, bury me while I merrily ride this melody. Elegantly driving while black, so all the cops always stare at me. Some show me love and some show me hate. So I'll be like, officer, get your Krispy Kreme and get the fuck off my face. Yeah, I rap black. I mean like pro black. I mean like Yaphet Kotb, Bill Duke, and Kodak Black. Plus a Polaroid picture when you flip it on the back. African, very African, to the east, black words. A minimal subliminal with a WMB backwards. Message.
The enemy telling you to hear it.
can't breathe. I'm trapped in the rat race and I can't leave. It's about loss of life, man, it ain't race. Coincidentally, the victims, they had the same face. Whether he's a thug or he got a hood, or he steals cigars and he's up to no good. Should that punishment be death? Should we wait for the government to protest? Whether you a donkey or an elephant, at this point your affiliation's irrelevant. Either we take a stand or we all fall. Either you give us our rights or we take them all. And we ain't talking t-shirts and a protest. We talking economic freeze and civil unrest. We say we rap black because we rap together. The enemy is public, so yeah, we rap forever.
The enemy telling you to hear it.
I testify.
So to the table I bring fat jams to pump, make
the
sink.
Pump the music, pump, pump the sound. Power to the people and the beats. Gonna rap.
Sorry about that, everybody. This is Gio Manzo, board hopping for Billy tonight, who's laid up back in Cali. He got caught in the 43rd Chamber of Shaolin, but we're sending out healing vibes to Billy at the moment, and we'll be right back with some technical difficulties. Sorry about that. But don't change the dial. Keep it here on 91.1 FM, and stay beautiful, y'all. I'll be right back.
In the king size crib, been a dream to burn blue dream in the baby blue beam. Vandal OG, never supreme. Love my Durango, sunroof crack, burning down the mango. On my way to cop, JD and Cabo Wabo. Dip on cops, got an underground bunker like Yabo. Let's blow up for New York, Tony Hawk, Christian Slater. Running off